7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Gold Committee. Yes, hello, once again. Welcome to Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking tea. Oh, really good today. But I'm... it's really good today, but it could be better. And I'm thinking, is it because I'm down at the bottom of the bag? Kinda. I am drinking Gaoshan today, but I'm drinking the last of it. The last of it in the container. Oh, don't you worry. Don't you fret none. I actually went to the store last night. I left my house at about 6:45, but I went to the tea/candy store. And I bought almost 1 kilogram of tea. I bought Gaoshan, Jieguanyin, Yinding Jieguanyin, and a bunch of those packets of gift Dahong Pao. It was the only Dahong Pao they had. And I thought about something else, but then I thought, nah, anyway. There was some other gift tea, and I thought, no, I don't want this crappy gift tea. Oh, great. And somebody just heard me talking and showed up, and now she's walking over into the kitty watering room. What's that cat doing over there? Anyway, yeah, so I went to the store. And I also bought some candy. I bought all my sour guava candy. Not all of it. I mean, can I really have all of it? I bought 3 bags. 2 bags for me, 1 bag for the research group, and I bought some... And I was going to buy white rabbits, not for me, but for the research group. And they didn't have any. They had none. They had no white rabbits whatsoever. And then I found 1 single bag of matcha white rabbits. Wow. Tea-flavored white rabbits. I didn't even know that existed. So I bought that for the research group because I can't eat white rabbits, even though I really, really want to. I am not allowed. Okay, so that's fine. And I saw a bunch of dragon fruits. I saw like 4 different kinds of dragon fruit at the store. That was cool. Fun and exciting. And then I bought some incense. Where did I put it? It's over there. I haven't burned any of the incense yet, but I'm looking forward to doing it. I got some good Indian stuff, or some moderate quality Indian stuff. Oh, I do like Indian and Japanese incenses. And I saw another one that I wanted to try, but it came in like a full-size container, and I didn't feel like spending $11 for incense, and then to find out, maybe I don't like it, and then I still have tons and tons of it. Yeah, this stuff that I bought, I just got a little 99-cent box of it to see if I would like it. Seems like I will like it, but yeah, no, haven't checked it out yet. But yeah, went to the store. Oh, it was super great because I timed it just right and there was barely anybody there. The cashiers were just leaning. They were leaning. Oh, I love to see that when I walk into a grocery store because it means that I'm not going to have to stand in line for 7 hours. And this grocery store can get backed up. this particular store. Yeah, and the worst part of it is the way they have the store laid out is terrible, because once you get like three people lined up in two of the checkout lanes, now you've got aisles that are blocked. Then you get a lot of people in there, and then you have people lined up back into the aisles. It's a nightmare. But anyway, it was a very successful trip to the store. I bought lots of tea and lots of candy and a little bit of incense, and I was driving around, and that was the other great thing about the store. You know, I've been having to go to the regular grocery store a lot, and it's painful because we're in the Christmas season. And I'm saying Christmas season, not holiday season, because I have to listen to Christmas music where I live. And I hate Christmas music. And yes, it's Christmas music, not holiday music, because it's all about songs about Christmas. Not about the holidays, not about any other holiday that's during this season. I hate Christmas music. And when I go to the other grocery store, they've got it blaring. But no, I went to the good store, the candy and tea store. And I walk in, and the first thing, I grabbed a basket, and I'm walking in, and I'm sort of veering off towards the candy aisle because that's the closest thing from to the entrance. And suddenly a song starts up, and I'm thinking, I kind of recognize this song. Wait, what is this? And I'm thinking, gosh, this is weird. Somebody sampled Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again and made a song out of it. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, this is actually some kind of Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again remix. And it was very loud, and I was very into it. Now, I'm not a very big Britney Spears fan. And some people might say, well, Tub, you're not a Britney Spears fan at all. Yeah, that's true, but I'm going to listen to Britney Spears before I listen to any freaking Christmas music. And so I was hopping and bopping down the candy aisle going, yeah, oops, I did it again. My name is Tub. I love Britney. I love you, Britney. So, oh my God. Anyway, so yeah, I bought lots of tea. Got lots of tea restocked, including the Tie Guanyin that I haven't been able to get for a while. So I'm happy about that. Oh, I gotta stop wasting time. We gotta go over into the synth zone because... Great, now my sinuses are gonna go again. Yeah, it's taking me a while to get the show done today because... My sinuses are being weird, not in a bad way, just draining and not stopping. Oh, so yeah, it's sinus day. And now we need to turn on some synth stuff. Oh, it's so synthy. We've got this too. This one's funner when it gets growly. All right, so you might be wondering, Tob, did you do any weird stuff with your synth?